How do you do, everyone? I've got a cup of tea here, which I'm about to drink.
I don't know what the world is coming to.
Let's see how it wanes, but as the world fell, each of us in our own ways, but it was hard to know who was more crazy.
She wanted everything to be different. The whole world.
As do I.
Try some more music.
Space is a war-fighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force. Develop another one. Space force. We have the Air Force, we'll have the Space Force. We have the Army, the Navy. You know, I was saying it the other day, because we're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do that. That could happen.
Our only chance of long-term survival is not to remain inward-looking on planet Earth, but to spread out into space. The answers to these big questions show that we have made remarkable progress in the last 100 years. But if we want to continue beyond the next 100 years, our future is in space.
So remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet. Nuclear war, climate change, and pollution are now much greater threats. But if we can establish independent, self-sustaining colonies in space, that would ensure the survival of the human race in the event of a disaster on Earth.
Can we talk about the outer regions of this space? 'Cause nothing can help. Nothing can help a race. It's lost, lost in space.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip, a gun with him hand.
into outer space. Find another race.
Pretty clear to follow. Two little spaces there filled with echo. One point belonging to each space. Did the lines ever intersect one another?
Sort of took over in the past couple hundred, and we're already near threatening our own demise. So it doesn't look great for us, to be honest.
Ooh.
I think if we don't blow ourselves up, we'll become what is called a Type 1 civilization in 100 years. That is a planetary civilization. A Type 2 civilization is stellar. They control the power of an entire star a few thousand years in the future. Then Type 3 civilization is galactic. They control black holes. They control the energy of an entire galaxy. Now, on this scale, we are Type 0. We get our energy from dead plants, oil and coal. We don't even rate on this scale. But if we can make it to the next 100 years, if we can make it through it, we will become a Type 1 civilization, truly planetary. And that'll be the greatest transition in the history of the human race, from segmented nations that fight each other with fundamentalist ideologies to a planetary civilization that is secular, scientific, multicultural, and at peace. If we can make it through the next 100 years, then we make it to Type 1.
I used to have all the time in the world, cruising galaxies in search of gold, another planet with no one home. It was only a matter of time before space police discovered my crime. Forbidden visions etched in stone. It makes no difference to my death wish ray. Hearts get broken every day. Your dying lover.
Well, anyway, that's about it, eh? Not bad. I'm sure you'll agree. Anyway, good night.
Plastic chairs. Of course.
Okay. It's a plastic planet.
Yeah. Is it a plastic planet?
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
Because there's a layer of plastic over the entire planet.
A layer of plastic?
Well, these small particles are coating the surface of the Earth.
Yeah.
They're blown by the wind.